Please be seated. In her new book, Advent, The Once and Future Coming of Jesus Christ, author, preacher, and Episcopal priest Fleming Rutledge points out that Advent is the only liturgical season that has a purposely forward-looking perspective. You know that each season harkens back to historical events, events in the past revealing something of God's purpose and love. Each season also contains prompting of God's presence with us now. Easter reminds us that Christ died, the past, and is risen, the present. But Advent also reminds us that Christ will come again, the future. Advent invites us to look ahead to the promises of God's action in the future. This looking forward is not coincidental. It is at the heart of this season and at the very heart of our worship and prayer. We have reached the midpoint of the 4 weeks preparing for the coming of Christ. Advent 1 called us to hope, Advent 2 to peace, and now Advent 3 summons joy. This morning, we are so excited by the possibility that this joy will come that we even water down our blues and purples of Advent liturgical color with white, transforming it into rose or pink. This is the closest I could get. It's the other side of this one. St. Paul in the reading says, "Rejoice always, and again I say rejoice." Now I suppose to feel or show delight when you rejoice and are doing something is possible. But it's not the same as real joy. Let me tell you why. Joy is a completely different thing. Joy is a profound and sudden emotional often feeling which is triggered by something, a word, an occasion, a sudden experience. It literally falls upon us. It comes not from within ourselves, but rather from something outside ourselves. You cannot say, "Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I will be filled with joy." True joy comes upon us in a rush of excitement. We are immersed in exhilaration and ecstasy. This thrilling experience is ours, I believe, when we grasp and comprehend that God took on our humanity in order to give us his divinity. Actually, being receptive to joy does take some readiness. Our surroundings, our state of mind, our attitude, our well-being, these are all channels that joy may gush in. So we decorate our homes, our church, even our streets with festive lights and novelties, wreaths and other symbols, all helping us to be ready. Listening to Christmas music, spending time with others, reaching out in service, it all assists us to be watchful, hopeful, filled with expectation. Now, it's no coincidence that the birth of Jesus is celebrated near the shortest winter days. The cold, the dormant earth at this time of year in Northern Hemisphere has been a fearful time when we and all creation yearns for that return of the long, fruitful, sunful lit days. Ancient myths tried to explain the yearly cycle of growth, harvest, and winter in primitive times. In northern European countries, winter darkness was even more depressive and foreboding because it lasted so long. As you know, the farther north you go in winter, hours of sunlight diminish until, at the most extreme latitude, there is a period of no light at all. Nordic myths existed to explain winter's darkness, and in even more complex stories of gods and goddesses. But there was that long-anticipated moment, that moment in winter when the sun begins to increase. With its return, gradually, the earth would awaken again to life. The shortest and the longest night is called the solstice. It is the turning point. And it occurs this Friday, December 21st, at 4:23 in the afternoon. The solstice themes of birth and the reappearance of longer light or sunshine are interwoven with the renewal of the earth. The birth and presence of Jesus is interpreted as the incarnation of light. At the solstice, light returns when light is most threatened. In pagan traditions, solstice festivals and symbols were meant to encourage, to tease the light to return again. So also in our Christian liturgy at this time of year, we pray for Christ, the true light of lights, to be among us. Christmas over the ages can be interpreted as a solstice phenomena. Feasting and greeting, greens, the lighted tree, the lights that dispel the darkness, bonfires, Yule logs, candles, and nowadays twinkling bulbs, shiny ornaments, all stir up this yearning as well as nostalgia. The recovery of old memories, the telling of stories, kindness and outreach to others, even gift-giving, are all attempts to secure the return of the light and summertime's health and wholeness and abundance. Our celebrations are our Midwest protest. We shall not be overcome. The solstice phenomena is a powerful metaphor for us. The darkness symbolizes our fears versus this preparation and this anticipation which stirs up our hopes. That's why the early church fathers arbitrarily chose December 25th. That was, in their thinking, the solstice date of the old calendar. Actually, if you think about it, when do shepherds go out into the fields? When the lambs are being born. And when are the lambs being born? Not in the middle of winter. In these customs, we are reminded that the light of Christ has come and is still coming to illuminate our spiritual sight so that we may see things as God desires us to understand and respond to them. We cannot have courage to proclaim the good news without God, because we live in a culture filled with idols of wealth, weapons, and war. But filled by the guided by the Holy Spirit, we can stand and make our protest. This Advent, we can be passionate for justice and peace. Can we, with courage and fearlessness, witness to the light of lights? We seek joy then in this season. But perhaps we may be looking in the wrong places and in the wrong ways. Someone said, there's no jingle bell joy brought with a swipe of a credit card. Christian joy is in contrast to this frantic pushing and shoving at the department store cash register, or the fatigue and boredom that appears on the faces of those dragging themselves to the shopping malls. And online shopping isn't much better when we encounter slow response and then crash, it's all gone, and you got to start all over again. There has to be more to this season. As we count down these remaining 10 days, may our own anticipation and expectation at Christmas prepare us for the coming of this joy. Look for it. See perhaps a glimpse, a peek at the marvelous, absolute, utter joy which in God's own time shall come. Amen.